From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron. The American leader arrived in the British capital after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia. Talks with Mr. Cameron will focus on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Some controversy erupted over the visit due to reports that Mr. Obama may use his visit to publicly support Britain staying in the European Union. British voters will decide the issue in a referendum. Three Republican U.S. presidential candidates tried to woo party officials Thursday at an oceanside resort in Florida. They hope to shape the rules that will govern the July convention that chooses the party's candidate. Frontrunner Donald Trump says he expects to have a majority of convention delegates by the time the nominating contests end in early June, but numerous U.S. political analysts say a contested convention fight over the nomination is a distinct possibility. American pop singer Prince has died at the age of 57. Bonnie Fuller is the editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com.
I think that a lot of people first came to know him with his album Purple Rain, which was a huge hit. This was a guy who, on one hand, was known for his very sexual lyrics, and on the other hand, could do a children's film like Happy Feet.
Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. A rights group says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, 8 of them children. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday that the torture happened in February after the subjects were arrested in the city of Alexandria. This is VOA News. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the U.S. is concerned about reports that Russia is moving more military equipment and personnel back to Syria. He said it would be best to focus on bolstering the diplomatic process. The death toll from an explosion at a chemical plant in southeastern Mexico stood at 13 Thursday. 18 other people are missing. About 136 people were hurt in the blast. No cause of the explosion has yet been found. At least 2 people were killed Thursday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, when a new bike path collapsed. City officials said a third person was thought to be missing after a giant wave knocked the elevated path into the sea. The Volkswagen company and the U.S. Department of Justice have reached a preliminary agreement to resolve claims against the German automaker. Volkswagen rigged nearly 600,000 cars so they would seem to comply with American clean air laws. Senior U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer said a final settlement is expected to include an offer for Volkswagen to buy back the cars or fix them. Compensation to the owners of the vehicles will also be a part of the settlement package. Lawyer Christy Thompson says settlement may take some time.
It could be several months before consumers can actually get some sort of resolution. But this type of settlement, a universal settlement like this that would resolve the government's complaints, the consumer complaints, I think at least at this point it looks like most of the consumer actions would be folded into this. It makes sense in a circumstance like this.
Christy Thompson is an advertising and product safety attorney. On Friday, world leaders will take action at the United Nations to try to slow the effects of climate change and to fix some of its damage. More than 60 presidents and prime ministers, as well as dozens of other officials from more than 130 countries, will gather in New York to sign the climate change agreement reached in Paris in December. Australia says it's building up its capacity to thwart cybercrime. Phil Mercer reports.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says defences need to be boosted against foreign hackers because of what he called the unprecedented scale and reach of malicious cyber activity. To help in this effort, the Prime Minister is seeking closer collaboration between the government and businesses and appointing a special ambassador to coordinate efforts with foreign governments. Australia has also admitted that it has the capacity to respond to threats by launching cyber attacks of its own. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has been given the new title of Commander-in-Chief of the country's Joint Operations Command Center. State media say he is assuming a more prominent role in directing the Chinese military. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.